Hi, I'm Mary Thaler.
And I'm Jeffrey Edwards.
And this is Writing Off the Deep End.
So it's an effort to talk about writing, really, because we're relatively new writers, although we probably have quite a few thousand words under our belts by now.
And we love to talk about writing. We love to talk about how we write and how to make our writing better. Every time we get together, the subject comes up.
We work together. We actually write together some of the time, but we usually end up talking about writing at least half the time.
Today we're going to be talking about voice. It's a peculiar and kind of mysterious thing for writers, I think, because it's not well defined. I guess we'll start with that question. What is voice?
So it's kind of the unique way that a writer finds to express themselves.
The way that you can tell one writer from another, if you just opened their book.
Yeah, although I don't think you really work at being different. I think you work at being the closest you can be to how you need to write. And if you do it right, mm-hmm. you will be different from other people. So this is part of the problem, that people think that you need to do something artificial to give yourself a distinct voice. And it's not really about that, I don't think.
It's about being as honest as you possibly can. And you are an unusual and unique person. So if you are writing as close as possible to the core of yourself.
And that's maybe not such an easy thing to do. I know when I started writing, I often wrote things that I thought were interesting, mm-hmm. but I realized later as I came back and looked at them that I was pulling the punches, because often the punches are difficult, and emotionally difficult, and finding your voice is being willing to enter into the material that is not necessarily emotionally easy to deal with. So
are there things you can do to work on your voice?
Well, as you know, I'm not a great one for doing exercises. You're much better at that than I am. So one of the things that I've been doing is that I came to the realization that I think writing poetry is a way to get a sense of voice that is sometimes not necessarily better, but different from the one you get writing prose. And so I've been working on writing poetry in order to broaden the way my voice finds expression. So
could that be because in poetry you've stripped away a lot of the things that could distract from voice? Mechanics of getting your people from one place to another, all of that's gone. You just have to focus on the sound of it.
Yeah, it's very much the sound. Poetry is all mm-hmm. about sounding right. So Ursula Le Guin, in her book Steering the Craft, talks about the first chapter of her book is that text needs to sound right.
Yeah.
And so poetry takes you to this place of working with the sound of text right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're focused on the resonances between the words, right?
Yes.
It's a micro focus that pulls you in and takes away the distractions, right? So
I mean, going back to prose, we've talked a lot about your personal voice as an author, but when we tell a story, we've also got characters. And so I think there's something interesting going on there about the voice of your character and the voice of you as an author.
So tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I guess it's been on my mind because it's something I worry about and I'm never sure I'm good at. I have this fear about my characters sounding like versions of myself, that I'm just populating my stories with little puppets that speak
little
my
Marys.
Words. Exactly. I don't quite know how to deal with that. I think there might be a sense in which you have to also realize that your self is not a simple self,
yeah.
that you have within you all of those characters that are different. So we've been speaking about a voice. Is it possible that as writers we have a plurality of voices?
I think that's probably true too. Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been thinking about this recently, writing characters. So writing character voices when they talk, when they produce dialogue.
Yeah.
I think what one, because one worries about what they sound like is right, whether it feels natural. And one of the ways that I do that is I think about the character's character and I pour myself into the character's character.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, how will a character talk from this base? So I'm sort of projecting myself into the character in order to get the character to talk, rather than sitting back and writing what the character is writing. So it's a way of investing in the character.
You have to be doing it from the inside, not
from the
outside.
From the inside, rather than from the outside. Yeah.
Has there ever been a character that was hard to get into?
I think that's probably true. I mean, I think I always worry about my female characters, whether I've got that right.
and I worry about my male characters. That's probably, that might be a universal. But there can be lots of things. There can be economic class and the country you grew up in and so much.
Yeah, but those are research issues to some extent. If you do the research, then you know where you're at with those things. So,
A question we could ask too is why we talk about voice a lot. So it's obviously something important.
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? Why does voice matter? Yeah, I think when you open a book, I don't know if I can speak for everyone, but I think many of us, when we open a book, we're looking for a connection of some kind. And so for me, voice is that feeling of a person behind the words, whether it's the character or the author, or the character who is the author, as we've mentioned before. But the reader can connect to it because it's really a person. And I think voice is what makes that happen.
So come back to this question of how you can craft voice. So do you have techniques that you use, Mary?
I wish I did. I'm constantly on the lookout for this. And I'll try rewriting the same scene from different points of view. But I feel like I'm still not at the heart of it. Because again, point of view is a different aspect of crafting.
So you mean point of view, I, she, he, that kind of thing.
Yeah, first person, third person limited, omniscient.
Right.
I don't feel like I've gotten to the heart of this. I've never found something that I was sure
worked.
And yet
you have a very unique voice, I think.
Well, thanks. But perhaps that might just be the voice that I can't help having. What we talked about before, that a person has a voice.
But the voice is interesting because the voice that we have is sometimes not the voice we expect that we have, right? So there's something different about what you actually produce as writing and what you think you should produce, right?
Yeah.
Your actual voice is somewhat displaced from where you think it should be.
And that's probably a good sign that your writing has made you learn something about yourself. Yeah.
Does voice have anything to do with not gender, that's not what I meant. Although that is an interesting question.
That's a good question too.
Genre.
Does voice have to do with genre?
Because you write in several genres, as do I.
It's true.
And so, you know, you have people who write science fiction and they only write science fiction and so their voice is somehow linked to science fiction.
Yeah.
But when you write in multiple genres, obviously something else is going on there, right?
It's true, but I would almost say that voice is the only thing that carries over from one to the other. When I think about poems that I've written, non-fiction memoir-y kind of things, or fictional stories, the voice is what stays constant.
So they do say that one has only one story in one, and one just recounts it in all the different forms, right? So is that another way of talking about voice?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think part of me wants to say, no, you should be able to separate how you say the thing from what you're saying. But perhaps one of them does imply the other.
Because somehow voice is both about content mm-hmm. and form, right? Mm-hmm. It's both about how you say it and what you say.
But now you make me want to try to tell a very different story in the same voice and see if that would, what that would do.
But now you're thinking as if voice is something you can put away and then do something else. But I'm not sure you can do that.
I can't cut it out of myself.
I don't
myself.
Think you can cut it out of yourself that way. Not the voice that we're talking about. I mean, I think you can adopt a voice mm-hmm. and try it out. But I don't think it's your voice necessarily.
So
thanks for listening to this episode of Writing Off the Deep End. I think next time we're going to talk about craft, right?
That's right. How we can improve our craft and what is good writing.
And what are the components that one puts into it.
Yeah. So if you're interested in following our episodes, I think there's a link in just below.
That you can click on and subscribe to our series.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.